This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, this is Front Row on The Bigger Picture and I'm Sharmila Ganesan. Bisekan Monsoon is an upcoming dance performance by the Kwangtung Dance Company, which will run from the 27th to 29th of April at the Kuala Lumpur Performing Arts Centre. It is inspired by the idea of Nanyang, a term that loosely refers to the Chinese diaspora of Southeast Asia. Combining music, dance, visual arts and theatre, the show aims to rethink what Nanyang means within a contemporary context. Joining me today are Tan Bi Hung, who is one of the dancers for Bisekan Monsoon, and Fairuz Sulaiman, the show's visual artist. Thanks for joining me.
Sure.
Thank you.
Thank you for inviting us.
Tell me a little bit about Bisekan Monsoon.
Bisekan Monsoon is a dance theater performance that has a combination of dance, theater, live music, visual arts, and all sorts of things being put together. And it's like a feast of party of a performance. And it tells a story of Nanyang from the point of view of a younger generation, and it's not those very cliche kind of Nanyang performance that we used to see. It's not all about how difficult the situation was and stuff like that, but it's more of how our younger generations look at Nanyang and what's the relationship of Nanyang to these younger generations. And I would also say that it's not entirely about Nanyang, it's more like a story of a person, of an individual, or of a family. Because throughout the whole process, it's very much about ourselves too, and it's not so much of Nanyang.
So when you say it's dance theatre, there's actually a narrative that runs through the show?
Yes.
And what is your specific role in the production?
There is no clear storyline in that, but we take turn and play different parts in the performance, where we sometimes are the dancers, sometimes are an actor trying to tell a story, or sometimes a narrator giving out stories to the audience. So it's like a mixture of everything.
And Fairuz, as the visual artist for the project, what do you do?
I don't dance, but what I try to do is take the ideas from the director, some of his vision about the show, and try to translate that into a projection piece. Visual art in this context is the projection work that happens during the show. So during the whole performance, there will be a screen in the behind the dancers, whereby you have images, live images sometimes, live, sometimes are pre-recorded. But these images are either complementing the piece that you're watching, or sometimes they are a story in itself. So you have this choice of watching it as many layers of meanings. So my role is to, because I don't understand Chinese, the whole show is in Mandarin, which is great because for me it gives me a larger canvas to work with, because now I'm not bounded by things that I know, and now I'm bounded by things I don't know. What does this character mean? Why does it look like that? You know, and then that gives me more ideas in terms of how to translate the performance. But the director has a very strong vision, so he's trying to balance between the vision of the director and as well as my own ideas, my own interpretations, which are usually a bit, you know, different. Which I think is why they invited me, you know, because I do not understand the language. So I could provide that third eye, I suppose, to the show.
So the show is in Mandarin primarily.
It is.
Is it accessible to audience members who don't speak the language?
Yes, because we have subtitles. So yes, please. Yeah.
But also most of the performances are not dialogues. Mm. You know, they are movement-based and sound-based. And in my case, visual-based. So you have these three other elements that do not depend on language that you can just watch and try to decipher what's happening. And I think that is also the beauty of the show.
Who is the director and who are some of the other collaborators that are working to make this production happen?
Our director is Wei Lai, and he is a Malaysian but is currently based in Taiwan. And our choreographer is Amy, who's our the artistic director of our company. And also Farus is our visual artist, and Orang Orang Drum Theatre and Gideon Alubakan as our musicians who compose the whole entire music and will play the music live too.
I really like the title of the show, Bisikan Monsoon. Would you guys tell me a little bit about how that came about?
The title came out in Chinese first, and it actually, the director and the scriptwriter has the title in mind from a book where monsoon meets, and they wanted to tell a story because where we are now, it's where monsoon always happens. So they wanted something that relates to what we are here today and not just telling you that it's all about Nanyang and all. So from there, it slowly evolves into, if you understand Chinese, the title is actually Anemophilus Flowers and Heavenly Creature. But when translated to English, we wanted it to be something special. Also, it's not like a direct translation from the Chinese words. And why it's Anemophilus Flowers and the Heavenly Creature, we wanted to tell the story of our forefathers who sailed across the ocean like 1,000 or 100 years ago to come to Malaysia or to Malaya. And for them, it's, they don't have a choice, I think. And it's like the anemophilus flowers, it, they follow the winds and pollinate. So it's like our forefathers, they follow the wind, sail across the sea with the, in the ship, coming to a new place, a whole entirely new place to settle down and to try to make a living for themselves. And why heavenly creature? It's actually a name that we find in the Chinese classical literature for tapir. And tapir for Chinese, Cheng Ho, who sailed across Pacific and all. And they his one of his escort, Ma Huan, had this literature also about tapir, and he says that tapir is like nothing. He doesn't look like a pig. He doesn't look like an elephant. He doesn't look like anything. So it's, he's like a heavenly creature sent from God. So there is a parallel that we tried to draw from tapir to what we are, Malaysian Chinese nowadays in Malaysia. Are we really just Malaysian, or are we why are we still addressing ourselves as Malaysian Chinese? And it's like we are like nothing, but we are ourselves here. So there's this parallel that we wanted to draw from. That's why the title of Bisikan Monsoon.
So I find that very interesting because the show sounds like it's a conversation between questions of what identity used to mean and what it means today. How do you translate these concepts, both in terms of dance and then as the visual element of it?
I think that falls under heavily on the director's shoulder, because I think he has a very long process of working this. So when we talked about it the first time, which was about a couple of months ago, the ideas that has changed between then until now, quite not to say drastic, but there were a lot of changes, you know. So I believe that why were there so many changes is because when you sit down with the work and you watch your dancers perform and then you see the visual images that, you know, we shared, your ideas evolve and morph into other things, you know. So I think the show in itself is is a constant stream of ideas and constant stream of trials and errors.
And Bihang, what about the dance language and the choreography? How are these issues reflected in those parts of the show?
There are a lot of imagery that were given to us. And from this imagery, we try to develop it with our vocabularies in dance. And I guess that's, it slowly evolves as well, the vocab. If you are familiar with our company, there are a very similar pattern that we have, or a approach that we have. And we want to try to not to just fall back to whatever that we had before this. So we were trying a lot on movements that we were not very used to, and also to turn the imagery that were being thrown to us into something visual using our body. Yeah.
The whole show is this idea of the new and how it's evolved from the old.
Mm-hmm.
So will we be seeing both contemporary dance as well as some of more traditional Chinese elements?
It's a combination of everything, but I would say it's more of a contemporary approach and not so much of a classical traditional Chinese dance.
And as a person of Chinese descent yourself
mm-hmm.
in Malaysia,
mm-hmm.
what does this show and this larger idea of Nanyang mean to you personally?
The whole process was like a collecting memories kind of process, because Willa gave us a lot of assignments that you have to go home and actually talk to your parents or grandparents. And to me, it's something that I haven't done for many years. Like, I haven't been talking to my parents about how my grandparents lived and all. So it's given us an opportunity to actually relive the whole memories of what our grandparents or our ancestors have gone through. There were things that we have already slowly forgotten. So I felt very blessed to actually have this assignment given to us, because it tells me not to take things for granted and to actually treasure all the moments that we have, or to treasure whatever that we have now. Because if not for our forefathers who had sacrificed whatever that they have, or to have gone through all the difficulties to bring us here and to give us life here. So it's something that I wanted to remind myself.
And for Fyrus, what was your point of entry or connection to these stories and these memories?
I think it opened up a different set of questions for me, even though I'm not of Chinese descent. But like the title says, Bisikan Monsoon, so which means that, you know, it wasn't just the Chinese communities that came from the winds, you know. And my ancestral background also comes from parts of the like Indonesia, from, you know, from Bugis, and even from India, you know. So these questions are questions that I have asked myself, and to see it being interpreted on show, on a dance performance, for me is quite refreshing to have that kind of different take on it, you know, because usually when you talk about history and past, it usually falls into a certain kind of visual imagery. Some of the stories, if you come to see the show and you watch it, you will feel a bit torn, because it reminds you of, wow, that used to be my grandparents. It could have been. Or it might actually is my grandparents, for instance. So for me, it's the whole idea of it being a Chinese production doesn't really matter, because I think it's everybody in Malaysia, you know, grew up somewhere else or was brought here from somewhere else, you know.
Thank you for joining me today.
No problem.
Thank you.
I've been speaking to dancer Tan Bi Heng and visual artist Fyrus Sulaiman from the dance production Bisikan Monsoon by Kwang Tung Dance Company. The show is playing from the 27th to the 29th of April at the Kuala Lumpur Performing Arts Centre. Tickets priced at RM73 and RM203 are available at ticketpro.com.my. Concession tickets are also available. If you missed any part of this interview or any previous Front Row segments, you can download the podcast on our BFM app, which is available on the App Store or Google Play. You've been listening to Front Row on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.